Evening. Good evening. I'd like to begin by reading from Matthew 13, beginning verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Jesus was saying here that that God's kingdom and all that it entails is worth more than everything else, that we should give up all that we have so that we might attain it. Why is that? Let's think about that a little bit this evening. First of all, it involves the abundant life. Jesus said about the abundant life that he came to give it abundantly. I think one way it's expressed in Scripture is what Jesus said to the apostles as they sacrificed their lives and went out into the world to preach the gospel. He said in Luke 6:38, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over." That's abundant life, isn't it? That's abundance. Another reason it has great value is that we can't lose it through the circumstances we can't control. In these past few months, we've been through the virus, and it still continues. There's forest fires in California. There was a recent hurricane in Louisiana. There have been the riots in a number of cities. Some people have lost their lives. Some have lost their homes. Some have lost their businesses. But Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 19, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal." We can't lose it. We can't lose it to circumstances beyond our control, and that's why it's of such great value. It doesn't lose value either. Earlier this year, the stock market was at 29,000, and just a few weeks later, it bottomed out at 18,000. Wow, lost all that value. It's regained almost all of it. But the kingdom doesn't ever lose value. And perhaps the greatest thing of all is that it's eternal. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison." Eternity is far above and beyond all comparison with that which is temporary. It just completely overshadows it. It doesn't even come close. Things that are temporary don't even come close. And so it's of great value. I'd like to read from a poem called "The Everlasting Real." What is it that is what it seems, the everlasting real, that is not mist or shallow dream, that is not wish or feel? What is it that men would desire, and when the hand takes hold of it, no one would ever tire, though they be young or old? What cup is it that men would drink and never get his fill? And never would he pause to think that he'd not drink it still. What precious pearl can someone find that he would never disdain? 'Cause none more dear can come to mind, nor hand could ever gain. Superlatives of every kind must crown it as the king, or greater praise would come to mind for still some other thing. Eternal, omni, est, and most. It must be finest, first, lest something else slip like a ghost and slake our haunting thirst. Above creation, what exists? What holds the golden rod? What's there for our eternal tryst? It is our Maker, God. Jesus was speaking of the pearl of great price, something that has more value than everything else put together, and none can take it from us. When we have Jesus, we have that pearl. We're part of the kingdom. And there's an eternal weight of glory waiting for us, and none can take it from us. Paul said in Romans 8:38, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So while all the world is running about like this is the end and this is terrible, hang on to what you've got. Because what we have is wonderful and no one can take it from us. So while everybody else is full of fear, rejoice, as Paul said. Rejoice always. Have a good evening.